I woke up from school in 2001. I watched the Twin Towers fall in 2001. 3 years later, the war was done. My brother never coming home. And my mother lost her older son. And why should I go to the army when I don't know the outcome? How my uncle selling X, but never heard of Malcolm. Sometimes when my dad hit me, I feel like Emmett Till. So if the police don't beat me, then my father will. I can't concentrate hearing my mom scream. So I told my math teacher going to a university was a. I had visions of getting my master's. Then my world turned black like I was staring out of Ray Charles's glasses. It's kind of hard to imagine. Like Pastor Mace being the reverend where the whole world think you a fake. Shit, what was the last two lines of that part? For that verse. Fuck it. But yeah, man, I hope everybody's has had a good week. That was the game Dreams. That was the original version of what was gonna be that song. I haven't listened to it in a while. I'm still surprised I don't know that much of the song. But yeah, like I was saying, that's the original version of that song, Dreams. Like, real one know about that one. Like a lot of people don't even know it was another version to that song. Third time's a charm. I've been trying to record this episode. Now this is my fourth time, actually. Hopefully four times a charm. Like I said, I was out of town last week. I saw my dad. Everything's good. He's good. I'm good. Their whole family good. I just wanted to see him. I haven't seen him in a while. And I was and it was funny because I was trying to record this episode. My last night out there. But I was sitting outside because it was cool. You know, it had like a cold front came through. It rained a little bit. Perfect too. The wind was blowing, man. I was vibing too. I was in that episode. Man, this thing, you know. The damn dog got out. They got a dog. My uncle let the dog. I said, man, why you had the dog open, man? And then he was like, shit, don't let it get out. I said, nigga, you was the one that was inside. And all this other stuff. But, man, nevertheless, man, just going to get right into it. Hope everybody had a good week. I had a pretty good week overall. Getting some much-needed rest before I do this last workout session for the week. Did I do weights yesterday? Yeah, I did weights yesterday, so I may just do like a hour of cardio. I know I'm making it look easy, man, but trust me, it's not easy, especially after the week I had, because I'm always moving so much, you know what I'm saying? Not moving, like moving from place to place, but moving a lot of heavy shit over and over again for 7, 8, 9 hours. Catch up to me, I ain't gonna lie, so shit like that first night, what night was that? Was that Tuesday night? Yeah, Tuesday night. Man, I was like, damn, bro, I don't know how. I was able to do the hour cardio. Then that next night, I did hour cardio. I did like 60 reps of 30-pound dumbbells. I did 60 reps. I did 10 reps of just 145-pound chest incline press. Like I said, I don't lift for size. I just lift to, you know, stay lean because, yeah, like I still want to cut weight or lose weight, but I don't want to lose muscle either. You know what I'm saying? So just increasing my muscle mass, but still dropping weight simultaneously. That's what I'm doing. And I ain't gonna lie, man. Like, I'm seeing results. Like, in my arms, and my shoulders have definitely got more defined. I'm like, ooh, I like that shit. I ain't gonna lie, Skip. But, yeah, like I said, man, I don't lift for size. I'm not trying to be the swolest person around here. I'm just lifting to increase my muscle mass. Still have a good diet, drink a lot of water and all that good crap. But yeah, man, I'm just going to get right into it, man. Just going to get right into this topic. This one is going to be, hopefully there's no interruptions because I was recording earlier, like 30 minutes. I was damn near done with the episode. Then the shit just, it didn't cut off. I had something came up. Everything good. I was like, ain't this a bitch? I was like, man, fuck it. Yeah, man, I don't know how long I'll make this one. Maybe pretty lengthy, I don't know. But, I'm just going to get right into it, man. This one is going to be, or the premise of this one is going to be why people need to let Tupac go. And really what made me come up with this one, like, I was really going to do this one for a while, man, to be honest with you, but what was that, like a few weeks ago, man, whatever, however many weeks ago that was when Jada Pinkett Smith came out and said what she said about, you know, her and Will have, quote unquote, been separated since 2016 or whenever it was from that time period up until Oscar night or whatever the hell she said that they, quote unquote, unseparated or were no longer separated. And I'm just like, between that and the Art of Dialogue, interviewing people and posting a video every damn day, somebody got a different Tupac story and always new details about the case and all this shit. And I'm just like, bro. And I'm like, bro, respectfully, the only person I want to hear talk about Tupac is Tupac's biological father, Mr. Billy Garland, which I made an episode about that one. It's actually getting up there as far as plays. It's really about to hit like one of my most played episodes, to be honest with you. I didn't think that one was gonna do as well as it did, but it did. But yeah, man, like I was saying, I did an episode about Mr. Billy Garland, you know, and I thought that was refreshing to hear from him. Not necessarily saying because it's Tupac's father, it's just that dynamic of, well, let's just call it for what it is, especially in the black community, you know, the son of be, you know, in the matriarchy or the quote unquote single mother, and the biological father would be made to look like he was the bad guy, he was in the wrong. But like they say, or like I said in the episode, man, it's three sides to every story. I'm not defending Mr. Billy Garland by any means necessary, because there are things that, or there is information that us as the public are not privy to and should not be privy to, you know, so I definitely understand that. But at the same time, you know, it was definitely refreshing to hear from him. And I'm like, shit, Pac looks just like him. No, and then it's that whole dynamic of, you know, the single mother, eldest son, whatever the case may be. He may resemble his biological father. And for whatever reason, they may not be together. And, you know, the mother automatically has resentment towards her son. You know, and we see that a lot. In the black community, you know, I'm not saying that's what Miss Afeni Shakur did, but like I said, it's three sides to every story. So it was definitely refreshing to hear from Mr. Billy Garland. But outside of that, man, I like hearing from Keefy D and all that shit, his dumb ass, and like hearing from people like that, I'm like, bro. And it was funny because I remember when salute to him, Brother Q Speaks Facts, and I, when we were exchanging voice messages on Instagram. And I told him, that was a Tuesday, I remember that. I said, man, I'm going to get this shit to about Thursday. If this dude keep on with this shit, the Art of Dialogue, keep on with this posting Tupac video every day, I'm just unsubscribe. I lied. I did it like 2 hours later. I said, man, fuck this shit, bro, because I think he uploaded another two. I'm like, here we go. I'm like, bro, goddamn. And don't get me wrong, man. I was saying this earlier. Don't get me wrong. Like, if we're going to discuss Pac's impact on music or our favorite song or favorite Tupac album, okay, that's one thing. That's cool. Those conversations will always be good. Somebody may ask me, what's my favorite Tupac verse? My favorite Tupac verse is Still I Rise. That will forever be my favorite Tupac verse. Somebody wake me up dreaming. I started as a seedless swimming upstream, planting in the room. I'm screaming on the top, push my pops. My mama screaming, stop from a single drop. This is what they got. Not to disrespect my people, but my papa was a loser. Only planning, yeah, for mama was the fucker and abuser. Even as a little seed, I could see his plan for me. Stranded no welfare, another broken family. Now, what was I to be? A product of his heat of passion. Mama got pregnant. And Papa got a piece of ass, look how it began. Nobody gave a fuck about me, pistol in my hand. This cruel world could do without me, how can I survive? Got me asking why Jesus kill a nigga and live or die. Cause the Lord can't see us in the deep dark clouds of the projects. Ain't no sunshine, no sunny days, and we only play sometimes. When everybody's sleeping, I jump to my window. Wait, hold up. When everybody's sleeping, I go to my window, jump to the streets and get the creeping. I can live or die, hope I get some money for. I'm gone. I'm only 19. I'm trying to hustle on my own. On this block where everybody and their pops try to slang rocks. Rather go to college, but this is where the gang stops. Don't get it grown, cause it's always on. From dusk to dawn, you can buy rocks, box over every bone. You can ask my man, he's a mind reader. Keep an eye, even all the time. This is how we grind. Meet up at the cemetery and get smoked out. Pass the weed, nigga. The Hennessy, it keep us keep. Everywhere I go, niggas holler at me. Keep it real, G. And I reply till they feel me. Activate, they feel me. I was born not to make it, but I did. The tribulations of a ghetto kid, still I rise. man, I just got chills rapping that verse, bro. Like, man, Pac, especially the OG version, the OG version that's on YouTube. Shit, man, it's the beat. It's Big Sight. It's a Big Sight. She rest in peace to him in the background saying 96 Big Body sitting on Chrome. Then Pac, you know what I'm saying, everybody that was in the studio, man, that song gave me the chills. Well, the OG version, that shit gave me the chills. Like, especially towards the end of that verse, bro, I got chills just rapping that shit. Matter of fact, I'm going to listen to it after this episode. Don't tell nobody. But, yeah, so that's my favorite Pac verse, favorite Pac album. As I've gotten older, it was Me Against the World. But prior to that, it was the 7 Day Theory, the Don Caluminati album. Favorite song, man. I don't know, bro. Like, but as far as verses, like the Still I Rise verse, Pac's verse on Trade War Stories, his verse on what's the name of that song? I Heard a Rumor, I Died, Murder in Cold Blood, Traumatized, Pictures of Me on My Final State, You Know Mama Cried, but that was fiction. Some coward got the story twisting, like I no longer existed, mysteriously missing. Although I'm worldwide, baby, I ain't hard to find. Why I spend most of my time, my California grind, ain't hard to find. Those three verses, his verse on Running, Dying to Live, Still I'm having memories of high speeds when the cops crash. It's a lab pushing the gas when my Glocks blast. We was young and we was dumb, but we had heart in the dark, but we survived through the bad part. I love that part when he said we was young and we was dumb, but we had heart. That's so relatable. So, man, shoot, that man pops up Mills, bro. But yeah, like I was saying, in Trading War Stories, can I can't you mind picture a thug nigga drinking hard liquor? This ghetto life has got me catching up to God quicker. Who would figure that all I need was a head trigger? Send my automatic, make a living just to scare niggas. Pardon my thug poetry, but suckers is born every day and feel man grown treats. That's just shit like that. Let me see what other verse. What's another verse, Bob? This one is underrated. I don't want to say underrated, but it's not that known like that. Now I've got tabs on the niggas' ass. Tell me where they blast me. I think of an alias in case these crooked bitches ask me now. It's getting crazy after dark. They knocks, they like try to shut me down, but I'm just too smart. Now picture me scared of a penitentiary. I've been moving these things since the days of elementary. Now tell me what you need when you see me. I got some killers on my payroll, and they know when it's time to handle business, nigga, lay low. Although I'm young, I'm still coming up. Man, shit, y'all don't know nothing about that one. Let me see. And I skipped a line, or skipped some lines on that verse. Let me see. Shit, I can keep going, man. But, yeah, man, so those verses, as far as songs go, like complete songs, I have to go Blasphemy when Thugs Cry, Until the End of Time. So many tears. Soap, man, bro. So many tears. Bro, I love that damn song. Back in elementary, I thrived on misery. Left me alone, I grew up amongst a dying breed. Inside my mind, couldn't find a place to rest until I got that thug life tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me? I'm no longer in the past. You want to last? Be the first to blast. Remember Kato? Man, that shit done, man. I remember, and I told this story plenty of times before. I was like 14 years old. I think it was either the Steve Harvey Morning Show or the Tom Jordan Morning Show. The Tom Jordan Morning Show. It was that bullshit. It was either Steve Harvey Ugly Glass in his show or Tom Jordan show. And that beat came on. I was like, I was getting ready for school. I never forget. I was like, it was a Monday too. And I'm like, bro, am I hearing that right? Because I was in the kitchen about to eat. And I'm like, bro, I know damn well. So, like, I cut the radio up a little bit. I was like, back in elementary, I started rapping, and my mom came there. And she was like, that. You know how, like, when you rap one of your favorite songs, like, you get into it, like, you, like, I was like, shit, I thought I was Tupac for like, them little 4 minutes. I ain't gonna, or have a long song is. But, man, I was like, she asked me, she said, damn, did you write the song? You ain't miss a word. Yeah. Not that I'm struggling in this business by any means. Label me greedy, getting green. It's seldom saying, and fuck the world because I'm cursed. I'm having visions of leaving here in the hearse. God, can you feel me? Take me away from all depression and all the pain. Show me some happiness again. I'm going blind. I spend my time in the cell. Ain't living well. I know my destiny is hell, but did I fail? My life is in denial. And when I die, baptized in eternal fire. Shit, so man, I was like, damn. First time I heard that, man. And then I remember I saw the video. He was performing that song at the House of Blues, I think. I think he was performing at the House of Blues. And I'm like, bro. And I remember I saw these people on the front row, especially this woman. Like, she looked like she was about to jump on stage. But she was getting to it. And she would rap it word for word for Pac. And I'm like, bro, why y'all dancing? I'm like, do y'all not hear the words of this song? Not trying to be funny, but I'm like, man, this song was sad as fuck. I'm like, do y'all hear what this man saying in this song? This shit is fucking depressing. It's all go hard though. Don't get me wrong, but god damn, I'm like, bro, why y'all dancing this shit? This ain't no dancing song. Now, if it was like California Love or To Live and Die in L.A. or I Get Around or Keep Your Head Up or you know, Ambitions as a Ride or Picture Me Rolling, songs like that, okay, I can see you dancing to them. Toss It Up, I can see you dancing to songs like that. Me and My Girlfriend. Songs like that, okay, but So Many Tears, like, how can you dance to So Many Tears, bro? Unless I'm tripping. I'm like, bro, I can't get like Michael Blackson said on Next Friday, I can't get jiggy with this shit. I can't dance to that damn song. Hell, sad ass song. They go hard though, but I'm like, bro, ladies do mother. But nah, man, I'm saying all that to say. So as far as like, we can talk about his impact on music, because in my opinion, Pac had the biggest impact on music, or not music, but hip hop. I don't think I'm breaking news by saying that. I know. Damn, am I really already 16 minutes in? Damn. But as I be, man, I thought I had lost about 10 minutes in, but. And like I was saying, as far as Tupac's impact, I mean, I don't think I'm breaking news by saying, in my opinion, he had the biggest impact, because you can't tell the story of hip-hop without mentioning Tupac's name. Similar in basketball, you can't tell the story of the NBA without mentioning Michael Jordan. You know what I mean? Regardless of who you think the greatest is, I mean, you can't skip over them and their contributions, whether it's Tupac in music, whether it's Michael Jordan in basketball, whether it's Jerry Rice in football, Lawrence Taylor in football. I can keep going. Deion Sanders, players like that. And ironically, I think those are the top three greatest football players of all time. Jerry Rice, Deion Sanders, and Lawrence Taylor. But, yeah, man, like I was saying, so we can discuss his impact on music, favorite albums, songs, stuff like that. But, like I say, the shit that Jada Pinkett Smith is doing and The Art of Dialogue and shit like that, and I'm like, bro, what are y'all looking to gain by doing this? Because I was born in 1997, December of 1997. Yeah, shit, you about to be 26 next week. I mean next month. I almost said next year. God damn, I just woke up from a nap not too long ago. Yeah, like I was saying, I'm going to be 26 next month, and Tupac has been dead longer than I've been alive. So I'm like, well, what are y'all looking to gain from talking about him constantly, damn near 30 years later? You know what I'm saying? And like I say, if you want to discuss his music, his impact on music, okay, that's one thing. But when you get to doing all that other shit, saying like, oh yeah, we have an untold Tupac story, and I was with Pac the night he got killed, I was in the backseat when the car got shot up and all this stupid shit, I'm like, bro, what are y'all looking to gain from this? Because the shit really is repetitive and it's old. And one thing I never understood, and like I was saying this earlier in the episode I was recording, I was like, you know, nothing is wrong with appreciating somebody's craft or respecting their talents and gifts and things like that. But when you go into, like, that idol worship, because I'll be honest, man, like, Tupac is definitely one of those, I don't want to say celebrities because y'all know how I am with that term. But I'd say he's one of those more notable public figures who is put on a pedestal. And I've noticed that. Well, I've been noticed it, but not even low key, but it is very disturbing, because it's like, this man is not here to defend himself. One, two, he hasn't been on Earth for damn near three decades, And another thing is, like, why y'all worshiping some man you never met before? Like, honestly, what has Tupac done for you besides give you good music? And somebody gonna be like, man, that's a lot. I understand it. Like I say, you want to like the music. Okay, that's one thing. But, and this happened a lot. I don't see it happening as much as it did when I was, like, in my earlier teen years. Like, when I was between 13 to 15. But, you know, like, back in the day, when, like, Tupac went, like, you know, that was in, like, when I was 13 to 15, that was, like, hip-hop was kind of starting to decline, or that was the beginning of the decline of hip-hop. You know, that's when, shit, when I was 13, 15, you know, that was after the autotune era. That was, like, more like the dance. That was, like, after the dance era, and that was the beginning of the era when everybody had the same flow and cadence and style, no matter what region they were from. I know motherfuckers like to blame the South for that, but fuck you. We did it better, but you other motherfuckers just tried to replicate what we were doing. You know what I'm saying? Just like when people say, off topic a little bit, just like when people say Steph Curry ruined basketball. No, he didn't. It's the other people trying to replicate what he did and can't do it at the level that Steph Curry does it. That's why you have the game looking the way it does. On the flip side of that, boxing. People say that Floyd Mayweather ruined boxing. No, he didn't. Boxing has been dead since Floyd Mayweather's been retired. Because post-Floyd Mayweather, what big fights have we seen in boxing? And I'm going to make a boxing episode too, or at least I'm going to. Especially about that whole Tyson Fury bullshit. Man, that shit up, bro. That shit up. Let me get back. So, like I was saying, it's not Floyd Mayweather didn't ruin boxing. It's just, you know, Floyd put in years of work and years of work and years of work, you know, to get where he got. And mainly what I'm referring to is the Conor McGregor fight. You know, everybody wants to replicate that payday or get the results. Like, everybody wants to replicate the results, but nobody wants to put in the work. You know what I'm saying? Or to use a Brother Q Speaks fast food. Nobody wants to help you prepare the food. But when the food is ready, everybody got their plate out. I'm paraphrasing the quote, but, you know, you get the gist of it. And that's very true. You know, like, everybody wants to be there when you win a championship. But nobody wants to be there during training camp. You know what I mean? So nobody wants to be there during practice and OTAs and training camp and preseason and even during the season. You know, people don't want to be there. But when it gets to the playoff time, you get to the Final Four, you get to the conference finals, you get to the championship, Super Bowl, the NBA Finals, the World Cup, you know, your first world title fight in boxing or whatever the case may be, and you're successful, that's when people come out the woodwork, you know. But like I was saying, so like all those people that said, oh, if Tupac was here, and I said all that for a reason. I said all that to say, and those people that would say things like, oh, if Tupac was here, none of this would be going on. And I'm like, y'all don't know that. Like, do y'all definitively know that? I mean, don't get me wrong. We know, for the people that were around to see it, like, y'all know how Pac was when he was alive, you know, as far as, like, you know, his impact on the rap game and hip-hop and things of that nature. But I'm like, he was still one man, though. It was bullshit around when Pac was here, you know? So I don't want to hear, oh, the bullshit, or, hell, let them tell it. You know, the bullshit started right after Tupac died, and that's furthest from the truth. It was bullshit in the 70s, the 80s, and even the 90s when Tupac was in his prime and he was alive doing his thing. So I don't want to hear that shit, you know what I mean? So although, you know, like I said, in my opinion, Tupac did have the biggest impact on hip-hop, because like I say, what he did in the short amount of time he did it, it can't be replicated. Cats have been rapping 20 plus years and have doubled Tupac in age and still haven't come close to the shit he did in less than a decade. You know what I mean? And that's why I say, or that's one of the reasons why I say, why I say that he had the biggest impact on hip hop, in my opinion, because, I mean, shit, what other rapper can we say can write 8 songs in 3 days, and every song is a pop, from the intro, Bomb First, My Second Reply, Hail Mary, Toss It Up, to Living Down in LA, Blasphemy, Life of an Outlaw, Just Like Daddy, and Crazy. And it's funny because I know that track list, like from track 1 to track 12, what I said the last song was. Track 8 was Crazy. Track 9 was White Man's World. Track 10, Me and My Girlfriend. Track 11, Hold Your Head. Then track 12, which is my favorite Tupac diss song, Against All Odds. So how many rappers can we name in history that can make a song like that in that duration of time, in a week? You know what I mean? And he shit, to be honest with you, he probably could have wrote that album a lot sooner than 7 days if he really wanted to. But like I was saying, like, he was one man, you know. One him isn't gonna negate 30 other people who are about bullshit. And since we're really on the topic, I mean, Tupac helped usher in the bullshit. You know what I mean? I know a lot of Tupac groupies don't like me hearing, don't want to hear me saying that. Or somebody may say, well, what do you mean by he helped usher in the bullshit? It wasn't just him. It was Tupac, Biggie, Jay-Z, Nas, all of them helped usher in the bullshit. It's just like to hold off topic a little bit. Well, it's not really off topic, but to give an example, like how a lot of people talk about Sexy Red and these female artists nowadays. I'm like, they were doing the same thing back in the day with Lil' Kim and all them too, and Trina, and you know, Trina. I remember that song she did with Trick Daddy, that You Don't Know Now Nigga song, and I talked about this on the Hypocrisy and Hip Hop series that I have. You know, I mean, I can recall Trina talking about, you know, licking balls and, not to be funny, but licking balls and sucking dick through drawers and all that shit. But I mean, I guess it was okay back in the 2000s. So I'm not defending what these females are doing now. But what I'm saying is, you can't open a door and then look stupid when flies come in. See what I'm saying? You can't leave the door wide open, especially during the summertime, and then look dumb with flies coming. You'd be like, where the hell all these flies come from? Well, the more you leave the door open, or the more you open the door and leave it open, the more flies are going to come in, or the more you run the risk of letting flies come in. You see what I'm saying? So with that being said, it's the same thing in hip-hop. They talked about killing and selling dope and, you know, all that other shit and sex back in the day too, you know. Tupac was no different. Yeah, he had songs that were meaningful, but at the same time, no artist, like, find me a hip-hop artist slash rapper that didn't talk about sex or killing somebody or whatever the case may be, or drugs in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Find me one. I'll wait. I got time today. On that Moneybagg Yo shit, I just looked at my wrist. I got time today. Fucking, I'm crossing the line today. You know, but like I said, I know Tupac groupers won't like me saying that Tupac helped usher in the bullshit, but I mean, it's factual. What makes Tupac so different outside of his impact? It really impact, and I make the case, shit, just because you have a big impact, that doesn't mean it's positive. Shit, you can negatively, or you can have a, what the hell is that, email? But yeah, like I was saying, like, yeah, you can have a negative impact. Yeah, like I was saying, like, yeah, you can have a negative impact as well just because you have a big one, you know? Or just because you have an impact, it doesn't make it always good, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, Tupac's no different, man. Like I say, and part of him leaving his earth early is, you know, some of his own doing. You know, I've talked about that before. Like I said, Tupac groupies, if this is an episode, you may want to click off the phone now because... just being honest, for as much as I, you know, respect Pac as a rapper and as a lyricist, I think he's a very underrated lyricist. I've always said that, and I'm going to continue to say that, because he doesn't get his credit as a lyricist. I know a lot of people, they like to, especially in the quote-unquote hip-hop circles, they like to say things like, oh, Tupac was very emotional. Hold on. To say Tupac was a very emotional rapper, and I'm like, bro, Tupac had more than just emotion. Like, yeah, he had a strong mic presence, he had high energy and passion, but he was more than that. With songs like So Many Tears, Death Around the Corner, they say Pussy and Paper is poetry, Power and Pistols, If I Die Tonight, songs like that. I can keep naming songs, you know, but like I was saying, so Pac definitely was a lyricist, you know what I'm saying? And back to my point a few minutes ago, what I said about the 7 Day Theory and how long it took him to make that out, or write that album, rather, I'm sorry. How many rappers can we say in history, not just today, because no rappers today can do no shit like that, hell no. But, like, what rapper in history can make songs like that and not miss? You know how, like, sometimes a rapper will make a song, let's say... a rapper makes a song, it's like 20 songs on an album, right? And realistically, every 20 songs are not going to go hard. I mean, let's just be honest. You may have a good 10, you'll leave on repeat. 5, it's like, okay, I listen to this if I'm like on a drive. Let me see how many is that, 15? The other 5, that's the door open. I'm about to head out. The other 5, 3 may, you know, 3 of them you may be like, oh, shit, like, you know, like these are good. I just always skip them. And the other 2 is kind of like trash. You know, so realistically, every song, and I'm being conservative by saying that, because that all varies or depends on the artist. That depends on the artist, because just because the artist has 20 songs on an album, or has a double CD album, or whatever the case may be, that doesn't mean every 20 songs are gonna bop. And Tupac is one of those few rappers who, I mean, to quote my uncle, I mean, I haven't found a Tupac song that I skip. Anytime Pac comes on, I listen to him. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, man, he's one of those very few. Not too many rappers in history can say that. Jay-Z can't say it. No offense to DMX, can't say it. Nas can't say it. Eminem can't say it. Wayne can't say it. As much as I fuck with Wayne Heffy, he can't say it. 50 Cent can't say it. Game can't say it. You know what I'm saying? I can keep naming rappers. But like I was saying, like, I think Tupac's impact is both, I don't want to say this, I don't want to say his impact is overrated, but I do think it is slightly overrated. No, I'll say it, for as impactful as Tupac was, I do think that it was slightly overrated. The reason I say that is because, you know, or the main reason I say that is because people think like, oh, if Tupac was here, like, that would have negated all the bullshit, and I don't believe that. For as gifted as he was as a lyricist and as a songwriter and as a poet and things like that, I don't believe that Tupac would have negated the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man. Like I say, he's forever be the GOAT rapper overall, in my opinion. You may have some rappers who's better than him in a certain area. Like I say, like, in my opinion, Nas should really be the GOAT in rap, but he got lazy. You know what I'm saying? He got lazy. And I just watched this car yesterday. Look at this shit. Excuse me. But like I was saying, yeah, Nas got lazy. And with him being lazy, for as great as he is, some people have Nas top 5. Some people got him as the GOAT. Some people got him top 3, like myself. I can make the case. I can make a case for Nas being the GOAT, but with rappers like, the only rapper who I feel comfortable putting over Nas is Tupac. You know what I'm saying? Because Pac was very consistent. He didn't make a bad album. And like I said a little minute ago, man, like, Pac was one of those few artists, like, he didn't make a bad album. It's just like, what's your preference of his album? You know what I'm saying? Or what album do you prefer listening to the most? You see what I'm saying? Shit, Pac may be the only rapper like that, to be honest with you. And that's no diss to the other great rappers in history, but like, he didn't make a bad album. Somebody can say, well, Pac didn't live that long. Well, if it was a case like, well, which is true, but Pac did a lot in his time on Earth, or I'm not just gonna say his time on Earth, but his time as we knew him, as Tupac Shakur. But at the same time, you know, Pac, if it would have been a situation like it was with Biggie, he only had 2 albums, 1 album he was alive and 1 come out after he died, okay, then that's a fair assessment. But Pac had, shit, how many albums when he was alive and how many came out after he passed away? You know, so it's not like Pac didn't have the content. Pac definitely had the content. Controversial take, but I'm going to go more in depth on this when Brother Trent and I make our episode, our hip-hop episode. Ain't no way in hell this traffic. Oh, I'm about to say, I'm like, it ain't even 11 o'clock yet. But, yeah, like I would say, Biggie, in my opinion, is not a top 10 rapper all the time. I don't give a fuck who like me saying that, who don't, just for the simple fact he didn't have a resume. I'm like, if you would have put out at least two more albums like that, okay, we can have that discussion. But bro, you only had two fucking albums. Somebody can say, oh, well, those two albums, you could tell. I can't tell shit. You know what I'm saying? That's just like in basketball, is Penny Hardaway an all-time great point guard? And I know I'm a ruffle some feathers saying that, but let's just be honest. Is Penny Hardaway an all-time great point guard? For as skillful and cold as he was with the Magic, how long was Penny Hardaway's prime? You know what I'm saying? Just because you enter your prime or you have a solid year or two, that doesn't make you an all-time great. Somebody could be like, oh, you can tell. Like that, you can tell shit. Like, unless it's done, I don't know shit. Like, you can have a, God forbid, a major injury in Penny Hardaway's case, or maybe, you know, since I'm talking about rap, you know, maybe you could, maybe you could have a two great first albums and then fall the fuck off after that and don't come close to it. You know what I'm saying? So time, as far as, like, I think time spent is kind of overrated in my opinion. Or not time spent, but time, you know, an artist is actually rapping or making music is overrated, because I look at that like boxing, for instance. A lot of people don't, or like a lot of people get on Floyd for being 50-0. When there are other rappers, I said other rappers, but other boxers in history who have more fights than Floyd Mayweather, you know, and Floyd Mayweather's not the only undefeated boxer or the only boxer to retire undefeated, which is true. But at the same time, you know, just because you fight, you have 80 fights, 95, 100 plus fights, how many of those fights did you fight the same person? You see what I'm saying? People don't factor that in. People don't factor in how many former world champions or former current champions or past champions, whatever, that you've defeated. You know what I'm saying? How many of them were in their prime? Were you in your prime? Were they past their prime? You know, so they don't factor stuff in like that. You know what I'm saying? So you mean tell me a boxer can have 100 plus fights and you expect me to believe that all of those were opponents were ranked in the top 10? Come on, man, get real. So, like I was saying, man, like I say, as far as musically, we can always discuss Tupac because of his impact. Although I do think, in my opinion, his impact is slightly overrated, because people think that, or they love saying like, oh, if Pac was here, oh, none of this shit would be going on. You don't know that. Who's to say Pac wouldn't be partaking in the bullshit? You know what I'm saying? Tupac fans, if you get triggered, fuck you. Respectfully. Well, shit, I ain't got to say respectfully. Fuck y'all. Shit, if y'all don't like what I'm saying, click off the episode. Hey, somebody got to say it. Somebody got to be the voice of reason, you know. And that's why, you know, like I touched on a little while ago about that whole idolatry shit, you know, like so many Tupac fans, especially like that fan concept in general, but especially Tupac fans. And like Lupe Fiasco said in that song, Words I Never Said, just listening to Pac ain't gonna make it stop, which is a fact. You know, people are like, oh man, I'm a roll me up one, I'm gonna listen to Pac, shit, everything gonna be all right, man. Tupac didn't have all the goddamn answers. No man has no man really has all the answers, but I'm like, no mortal man has all the answers. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a damn how big his impact or how good his music is. Do I have it? Yep, ain't nobody coming. Yeah, so I don't care how good his music is, you know. But like I said, man, at the same time, that other shit, people need to drop it and let it go, because it's very redundant and it's very repetitive. I'ma speak for me. I don't want to hear about, unless it's Mr. Billy Garland talking about Tupac, unless Mr. Billy Garland is going to go in depth and say, oh man, when Pac was a kid, like he did in that interview with the Art of Dialogue. He's like, yeah, man, like Tupac as a kid, or Tupac when he was in school, or, you know, this was his favorite thing to do, or this is what he wanted to be when he grew up. Stuff like that, hearing from Mr. Billy Garland, okay, I'll tune in and listen to that. You know what I'm saying? But that other shit, nah, fuck it. Like I say, man, Tupac, like I say, for his impact, although it's slightly overrated, will always, oh, CrossFit over here? Shit, what a CrossFit is. But I never did CrossFit before. I may start doing that. Yeah, man, like I was saying, Tupac for his impact, although it is like slightly overrated. I know he'll always be he's one of those topics or figures that, you know, people will always talk about. Like, we'll forever talk about Tupac. You know what I'm saying? But like I say, man, the other shit, the shit that Jada Pinkett and Art of Dialogue and all these other people are doing on YouTube and Instagram and stuff, saying they have an untold Tupac story, they know what really happened that night. I'm like, okay, well, if you want to know, or if you know what really happened that night, what's that, or what is that going to change? What is you revealing, you knowing what really happened that night? What is that going to change? You know what I'm saying? So like I say, man, people need to let Pac rest. I think too, like when people watch his interviews, people really can't accept the fact that he's gone. You know what I'm saying? Like they have to accept the fact that he's gone. I mean, I get it. It's tragic and it's unfortunate to see a young black man who was very gifted as he was, you know, have his life cut short like that. But at the same time, like I've said before, like I continue to say, some of that was by his own doing, because he succumbed to the stereotype. And a message to all black men, when we succumb to the stereotypes, that's one of the risks that we run. You know, we run, you know, cutting our life short by our own hands and not seeing age, or not seeing past the age of 18, 21, 25, 30. You know, that's why a lot of us growing up, you know, when we get older, we even though 18, 21, 25, and 30 is still very young, we're surprised a lot of us make it to those ages. You know what I'm saying? Just for, you know, obvious reasons. But like I say, man, people just need to accept, people just need to accept the fact that Tupac is gone. And move on with their lives, man. Like I said, it's been 27 years. Like, fuck. I mean, no disrespect, but 27 years is a long goddamn time. That's damn near 3 decades. You know what I mean? Like I said, man, I'm turning 26 next month. And, you know, he's been gone longer than I've been alive. And I'm like, bro, y'all still dwelling on Tupac? Like, shit. But, yeah, man, like I say, man, people just need to accept the fact that he's gone, man. Well, I got a phone call. I maybe need to call these people back. Oh, yeah. Fuck that. So, like I was saying, man, people just need to let Tupac go. I get it. He was a great rapper, great impact. But, nah, just because Pac was him, quote-unquote him, as these young cats like to say, that doesn't mean that he would, you know, that the bullshit still wouldn't be here. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, I think that's the episode. I got to call this person back. I've been expecting, I honestly forgot about that call, to be honest with you. But, yeah, man, nevertheless, man, y'all be blessed. Y'all stay easy. I said stay easy. Y'all be blessed. Y'all be careful out here. Ain't no way I've been talking that long. So, yeah, man, like I said, man, people just need to let Tupac go. Let the man rest in peace. Keep listening to his music. And that's that, man. Yeah, y'all get off my damn phone.